Most happy people on earth, May 22. These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. We, as Christians, are not required to go about with long faces, sighing as though we had no Savior and no hope. This will not glorify God. He desires us to be cheerful. He desires us to be filled with praises to His name. He desires us to carry light in our countenances, and joy in our hearts. We have a hope that is far above any pleasures that the world can give, and this fact should be made manifest. Why should not our joy be full, lacking nothing? We have an assurance that Jesus is our Savior, and that we may draw freely from Him. We may partake freely of the rich provision that He has made for us in His Word. We may take Him at His Word, believe on Him, and know that He will give us grace and power to do just as He bids us. We may constantly seek the joy of His presence. We need not be all the time upon our knees in prayer, but we may be constantly asking for His grace, even when we are walking on the streets, or when we are engaged in our ordinary daily duties. We may constantly keep the mind ascending to Christ, and He will freely impart to us of His grace. The joy of Christ is a pure, unalloyed cheerfulness. It is not a cheap gaiety, that leads to vanity of words or lightness of conduct. No, we are to have His joy, and His greatest joy was to see men obeying the truth. Plead with God, saying, I make an entire surrender. I give myself away to Thee. Then be joyful. The Word is in you, purifying and cleansing your character. God does not want His children to go about with anxiety and sorrow expressed in their faces. He wants the lovely expression of His countenance to be revealed in every one of us who are partakers of the divine nature, for we have power to escape the corruptions of the world. We are not, because Christ died, left a company of orphans. It is possible for us to obtain victory after victory, and be the most happy people on the face of the earth.